blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 74, all stanzas. O Lord, give ear when with my voice I cry aloud to thee. Have mercy also, I entreat, give answer unto me. 1-4 of Psalter 74. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in Psalm 42. Psalm 42. But first we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 42. To the chief musician Mashkil for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, and for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, and with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, My soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it is thy Sabbath day. And then there are those for whom it is a longing within their hearts, even as we have read it out of thy holy word. It was the longing of thy servant who did remember the days when he went with joy with the multitude unto the house of God. Lord, then it may be that there are some in the midst of us who have been for 6 days longing that they may come into thy house of prayer, and for whom it was a joy to awaken this morning with that impression and that realization that it is the Lord's day, the day that I may go up with the multitude into the house of God. Lord, oh, if there is in this morning as such an expectation, oh, if there is in this morning such a desire, such a longing, a hungering and a thirsting here in thy house of prayer, Lord, then we beseech thee, thou who hast planted that desire, thou who hast given that thirst and that hunger, that thou may also fulfill it in this morning hour. Lord, we ask thee for thy presence and for thy nearness, for a little token in the life of those who are traveling upon a narrow way. It is a way that leadeth unto life, but it is a way that is becoming ever narrower. Lord, that thou may remember them when they are in thy house in this day, and thou knowest the condition of the life that thou hast given, because they themselves cannot keep it. They themselves cannot give the exercise of that living faith that thou hast planted in their soul. They cannot empty themselves. Oh, they are rebellious yet against it. And then it goes against all their flesh. Lord, thou can bring them there. And thou art able to deliver them. And thou art able to bring those moments in their life wherein they may sing the song of the redeemed for a few moments upon their journey through the meshek of this life, that they may sing the beginning of the song that shall be sung to all eternity. Lord, it is a song of Moses and the Lamb. It is the song of the misery in which they have brought themselves into, the song of the deliverance of the blessed mediator who has given himself and who has done it all from his sight and for the sake of a people who deserve to be cast away forever and forever. Lord, then there are moments that thou givest unto them, moments that they may see when thou revealest it, moments when thou comest with the inshinings of thy Holy Spirit to give them a little light and to lead them in the fat pastures and to bring them by the still waters, where they may rest for a moment in that blessed new and living covenant, that blessed covenant between the Father and the Son, wherein everything has been taken care of, and everything that continues to be taken care of from the side of thee, and that the people, they may see it and that they may feel it, and they may rest upon it for a few moments, and they may feel something of that peace that passes all understanding. O Lord, we beseech thee that thou may give it for a moment also in thy house of prayer. It is a day of rest. It is a rest from our earthly labors. Lord, there is a people, they have no rest. They have no rest for the sole of their foot. As long as they are without God in this world, oh, that they may enter a little into thy rest, and that they may be given eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand. And that also others may be given to hear something, that others may also be given to see something. Lord, that others may also be drawn in the midst of this our congregation. Lord, thou settest us in their midst, and thou knowest that we are foolish. And we do not know how to lead them. And we cannot give them anything. Lord, thou sayest that we are but a son of man. But thou also hast commanded us to open our mouth and to speak unto them. Oh, could it please thee, then thyself to come and to work with power and with might in the midst of this our flock, that new ones may be born in Zion, and that new ones may be given that true hunger and that true thirst for the living God, and that they may be drawn to begin to go upon that journey, to begin that pathway that leads away from all that is vain, from all that is carnal, and that sets out to seek a portion that is eternal, and where moth and rust doth not corrupt. Lord, we cannot give this desire into ourselves, and we cannot give this longing in the heart of anyone, whether young or old. But thou art able, Lord, to speak one word. Thou art able to say unto the dead, live. Oh, we beseech thee that thou may use thy word in this morning, that thou may speak and by thy spirit, that thou may call even gently this one or that one out of that way that they do travel, that thou may say to them, so far and no further, and that thou may turn them, and that thou may seek them out, that they may seek thee, Lord. That is our only hope. That is our only expectation in this morning hour. Lord, it is in thy power. Thou commandest us to seek thee, and we cannot seek thee, and we will not seek thee. Lord, wilt thou give what thou commandest, and wilt thou command then what thou wilt? Oh, that thou would remember young and old. Look upon the children. Lord, they are young, the youth, and they have thoughts of this world, to go forward in this world, to seek their livelihood, to seek their life in this world. Lord, that is all our natures. Oh, that thou may come in the lives of our children. Now wilt thou show them in this day the vanity of this world, and wilt thou give them a deep and saving impression that this world passes away, and that they cannot die as they have been born, and that their heart may go out in the days of their youth for their Creator, for their Maker. Lord, we beseech thee. We do not deserve it. We have sinned it away. As parents, we have sinned it away. As a congregation, and we have but one hope. That is mercy. That is, that thou would come from thy own side, that thou would take this morning a reason out of thyself, that thou may remember thy own covenant, and that thou may have a desire to build up thy own kingdom, could it please thee, not only upon the mission fields, of which we have heard in this past week, but also amongst us and amongst our children. Lord, remember us. Wilt thou be with widows, widowers, and orphans, in all the needs and in all the cares that they may have in this life, in all the sorrow. Lord, it is because of our own sin. Oh, we do not deserve any help from thee. But Lord, wilt thou remember them, even as thou thyself hast promised. Be with parents, be with husbands and wives. Lord, thou knowest also what sin has brought into this world, the separations, the difficulties, the trials, the cares. Oh Lord, remember each one in their condition, could it please thee to supply in the needs that are in our lives. Lord, wilt thou then go before us in this day? Oh, help us to preach thy word. Lord, oh, take away what stands in the way. Take away what is of men. Take away what is of us. And wilt thou give that thy spirit may be feelingly and believingly in our midst, and that it may be a good day together in thy house of prayer, and that thy blessing one day in that great eternity, and that thy blessing may be known in that day, what thou hast done on this day. Forgive and keep us from all sin, for Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 66, stanzas 1 through 4. Ever. are my longing eyes toward the Lord, whose watchful care, when my foes their plots devise, keeps my feet from every snare. The last collection today is for the National Disaster Fund, which we heartily commend to your generosity in the light of all that has taken place in the months that are gone by, in which our disaster committee seeks to help to relieve. Psalter 66, all stanzas.
Thank you.
Congregation, the words of our text you can find for this morning hour in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, thereof the 12th chapter and the 5th verse. Genesis 12, verse 5. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. So far, the words of our text. Others go with Abram to Canaan. First, who these were. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. Second, the means of their going forth. And Abram took. Third, their going forth, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And fourth, their entrance into the land, and into the land of Canaan, and they came. Thus others go with Abram to Canaan. First, who these were. Second, the means of their going forth. Third, their going forth, and fourth, their entrance into the land. It is thought that Abram was about 5 years in this land of Haran, and we read that the substance of Abram that has very greatly increased. Thus the Lord, he has given unto Abram already such a great blessing. It is a great blessing when the Lord may give to us all what is necessary in this life. But what a great difference whether it comes out of the Lord's right hand or whether it comes out of the Lord's left hand. Abram had a desire to serve the Lord with all his substance. And Abraham had a desire that every man in this world would know from where that substance came. Therefore, he would not take one shoe latchet from man, that man may say that other men, people in this world, have made Abram rich. Thus he has brought much substance out of Haran. But he did not only bring substance of this world. No, we read that he has also brought people with him. That is, souls, persons. Each one with a soul. Who are they? They are Sarai, Lot, and we read the souls that they had gotten in Haran. We know that Abram had no children, thus these were the servants of Abram. And all these, they go with Abram out of Haran on his journey to that land of Canaan. Were they called? Even in that same way that Abram was called, as we heard last time, that Abram was called by the Lord himself? No, we do not read that. The Lord has not spoken directly unto them in that same way, and yet they go. Thus, the way that the Lord is bringing his people upon that pathway that is leading unto life. The way that the Lord is drawing his people out of this world that is not always the same in their circumstances. That is often a point of confusion. We know that there are those that do not want to be examined by God's people. They are those who are hypocritical. And when we are hypocritical, then we do not want that face that we place upon ourselves to be taken away. We do not want anyone to go into our heart. We do not want the truth exposed. And thus, they use this as an excuse. Well, the Lord, he deals differently in the life of everyone. With how many is it not but an excuse, because we do not want to be examined, because we have never been made upright, because we have never been made honest with ourselves before the Lord. As if there are no marks of grace by which our way can be tested. And yet, on the other hand, it is true that there is not one standard, that is one experience of God's people that is able to be set as a standard for that whole church of God. As if the circumstances of every person in this life were the same, and they are not the same. As if the character of every person was the same, and it is not the same. No, we read of a Saul of Tarsus, we read of a Manasseh. And these are brought in a different way than Timothy and Lydia. And yet there is something. There is something that is the same in every way that the Lord is leading his children. It must be. Why? Otherwise, there would be no possibility of the communion of saints between a Saul of Tarsus and a Lydia and a Timothy. But they will be enabled to commune with one another here in this world, and they will sing that same song forever and forever in eternity. Thus we read also among the disciples there is a Peter and a James and a John, and we read so much of them, boys and girls, that you also may know a little bit even of the character of these men. But there are also others. There is also a Bartholomew. There is also a Simon the Canaanite. There is also a Thaddeus. But we do not read so much about them. And so it is also even to this day. There are also others. They are those that are not so prominent. They are those that do not come on the foreground. What does Paul say? He says, a body is not one member. If all were the eye, where were the hearing? If all were the ear, where was the seeing? Thus, if we had but one member, where, Paul says, would be the whole body. Thus, no, there are differences. And so it is also with the manner in which the Lord is drawing a man out of this world. So it is with the manner that the Lord is cutting a person off from this world and giving him to enter through that straight gate and to walk upon that narrow way. You read also in Bunyan's allegories about a Christian, but you read also about a faithful. You read about a Christiana, and you read about a mercy. And Bunyan attempts to show something of the differences of the leadings of the Lord. And yet, at the same time, Bunyan is distinguishing these from those who have come over the wall. Thus, they are not all placed together without a distinction. No, but Bunyan very fitly and very ably shows who is that true people of the Lord in distinction from the hypocrisy that is lying in the heart of man. And yet for God's true children, for one there is great clearness. For one there are so many questions. Are we then to say to the Lord how that he is to do this? Then we have taken the place of the Lord, and we have left our own place, which ought to be in a great humility. We see that in our second thought, the means of their going, and Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son. Abram took. Thus the Lord spoke to Abram. And what did Abram do? Abram then spoke unto others. Thus Abram is used as a means in the hand of the Lord, also to bring others along with him. Is that not a wonder? If we may be used in the hands of the Lord, that another man, woman, boy, girl may be converted unto the Lord. No, we cannot do that. No, but we may be a tool. Oh, Abraham, he was no minister. We need them too. And missionaries, what a wonder. If we may truly be called to such a blessed work. But we see that the Lord is also sometimes using his own people as a means, as a tool in his own hand. When the Lord is calling his people, when he is calling them out of their country, and when he will bring them to that land that he will tell them of, then to whom will they desire to speak? And certainly they are going to desire to speak in the first place to those that are the closest to them. Abram, he speaks in the first place to Sarai, or he is bound to Sarai. He is bound to Sarai with the bonds of holy matrimony. He is bound to Sarai with the bond of that natural love. He speaks unto Sarai. And Abram has no children to speak to, but he does have a son-in-law that is the brother of the son of his brother Haran, who has passed away, and Abram has become, as it were, a father unto Lot. And thus Abram, he speaks unto Sarai, And he speaks unto his brother's son. What does he say to them? He speaks to them about the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord that the Lord himself has spoken unto him. He begins to speak to them about another land. Land that the Lord has spoken to him of. Then Abram says, my wife Sarai, O Lot, my nephew, says, we have to leave this land. And we have to leave this lifestyle. We have to leave this way of living. And we have to leave this idolatry that we are so bound unto. The Lord has shown it to me that we have to leave this place. And I do not know. I do not know where that we have to go yet. But I am sure that it is a good land. I am sure that it is a blessed land. It is a land that the Lord has showed unto me. It is a land that the Lord himself will bless. No, I do not know what our future will be if we will pick up, if we will leave this place of vanity. But I am so sure, Sarai, I am so sure, Lot, that the Lord will go before us, that the Lord himself will guide us upon our journey. Well, what do we read of Philip? Read of Philip that he findeth Nathanael, that he has to speak to Nathanael about those things that the Lord has shown him. And then he cannot shut it up within his own breast, but he has to let it out to him who is his best friend, as it were. Oh, what did that woman of Samaria do? And she goes to all her townspeople, and she speaks to them, and she cannot keep quiet. And she says to them, oh, come and see a man who has uncovered me, who has taken away all my face, and that has uncovered all the hypocrisy and all the evil and all the wretchedness and that lays within my heart and within my life. Come see a man that has told me all things that ever I did. And then she was the instrument. She was the instrument by whom they also believed. And then they may come to her later. And then they may say, now we believe also. Why? Not because of thy word only. No, but now we have heard it out of his own mouth. But she was then the instrument to bring them under the preaching of that word of God. And Abram took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son. So Naomi also took a Ruth. Oh, listen to the bride. The daughters of Jerusalem, they come to her. They say, tell us, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? Then she may begin to speak, and she may have freedom, and she may have liberty. Then she may say, my beloved, he is white and he is ruddy, and he is the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, what an effect that has upon these daughters of Jerusalem. Oh, then we can hear, and that they also, they are asking then that bride, oh, whither has thy beloved gone, that we may also seek him with thee? And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son. We see in our third thought, they're going forth. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gathered in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Thus these go with him, Sarai, Lot, and the souls that he had gotten in Haran. It is not just because she is his wife. It is not only because he is his nephew. No, it is also because, and it is especially because, the Lord has also laid it in their heart to go with him. It is a great wonder, congregation, if we as husbands and wives may agree with one another in the things of this life. If there may be an agreement, or that we may seek to nourish, to cherish that relation with our spouse, and to take good care that it remains a good relation between us and our wife, between us and our husband. But now what must that be when the Lord may plant that same grace in the heart of a husband and in a wife in this world? Then there is not just a temporary bond that is going to break soon when we pass away. But then there is a permanent bond, a bond that is going to last forever and forever. And so the Lord has also bound these two together. That is not always so. The Lord is converting a person in this world. Bunyan, he writes about that too. Then the Lord has worked in the heart of that pilgrim. And what is his wife doing? His wife and his children, they are mocking him. Oh, what a miserable life that it can be for God's people. When that blessed bond of love in a natural way, and that is in such an upheaval because of that new life that is given to one, and it is not given to another, and that is despised, and that is mocked, and that is ridiculed. And then there can be so much misery in this world that even the Lord himself says sometimes it is not possible that they stay together anymore. Oh, that you ought not to leave them, but if they cannot dwell with you, oh, then you have to let them depart. Bunyan, he shows it. And what happened? Oh, later she followed him. When? After he is laying in the grave, after he has crossed the River Jordan, and then his wife, then his children, they are following. He has often been on his knees for them. He has often supplicated. He will not see it in this life, but he will one day see it. When they will meet above. And when they may meet above, then they may know that sometimes that freedom that the Lord may give them in this life for their family, for their husband,
for her wife that it was not denied by the Lord. That it was the Lord that gave them to Baal. That it was the Lord who has heard their supplication. Oh, and our children, and they are this day, in this place or that place in this world. And when we are not able anymore to speak unto our children, parents, when that which burdens our heart the most, those children that the Lord has given unto us, those children that we have had baptized, that we have promised to bring up, in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, and where we have come so short in every way, you say that it is no wonder if we have to lose all our children. And yet, oh, may the Lord give a place at his throne of grace that there we may lay for the sake of our loved ones. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Also that Sarai, also that Lot. No, they are not come there yet. They are not there yet in that land of Canaan. But here we are reading only about their going forth. Thus their departure out of that land of Haran. So we talk just here about the beginning. Just here about them leaving. Leaving that land of Haran. The people drawn by the Lord. How do they go out? This Sarai. How do they go out? This Lot. They do not know the future. Wherein lies the future for them? It lies in the promise. It lies in the promise. But to whom was the promise given? The promise wasn't given to them. No, the promise was given to Abraham. And so they go out. And thus we see a people. They are going out congregation, not with a promise. But they are going out of Haran. They are going out of the land of vanity. With what? Go out of there with a holy jealousy. Holy jealousy. With a holy jealousy, they leave everything behind. With but a holy jealousy, they leave behind their idols. With a holy jealousy, they are cut off from all the entertainments. And all the carnal things that the devil does promise them in this world. And it is the blessed choice. It is the blessed choice of faith. A choice that Rahab may be given to make by the grace of God. To do what? To join in her heart the enemy. What was her enemy? And what is the enemy of her people? What was very dangerous for her? But she is given a holy jealousy of that people. And it is with that holy jealousy
that the Lord is cutting her off from her own people, and that the Lord is uniting her by a true saving faith unto that true people of the Lord. No, we say the way that the Lord is leading that people out, that is not all the same. Some with great, some with severe convictions of sin, with sin and transgression that lying hard in the foreground, that they may see that they are so deserving of death, of destruction. Is there ever a way that goes without the knowledge of sin? No. No. It is impossible. Because if there is no knowledge of sin, there can be no room for a mediator. There is no room for Christ. But congregation, here we speak only about the beginning, the very, very beginning. And whom did we leave in paradise? We left God. We left a triune God. We left our Maker. We left our Creator. And what is the Lord now working in the very beginning? Oh, then sometimes that the Lord is showing and giving to feel something of the love of that Maker, of that Creator, something of the missing of that Creator whom I left in paradise. And the cause why I am separated from Him, that is lying for a moment in the background. Thus, they feel that missing. They long again to come into that blessed communion. But why there is that separation? That it is because of my own sin. That still needs to come. That still needs to be learned, to be wrought out more and more in their life. Thus we say in that very beginning, sometimes then it is simply the drawing of the Lord. That Spirit of the Lord is bringing them to long after that blessed communion that they have forfeited in their father Adam. Oh, can they call God then their God? Sarai? Lot? No. But that people, it is now their greatest longing that they also may be reunited unto Him. So Ruth said, "Thy people, my people, and thy God, my God." Oh, it is the life of that people. It is that people. It is the God of that people. That is the longing of her heart. Oh, so Jacob, in that great fear of his brother Esau, prayed. When you go home, boys and girls, then read it. In the Word of God, you find a place where Jacob was so afraid and he prayed. You know what he prayed? He did not pray to his God, but he prayed to the God of his fathers. He could not say that he was his God, but he prayed to the God of Abraham and to the God of Isaac. Oh, boys and girls, do you ever have in your heart a desire for the God of maybe your father, of your mother, of your grandfather, or of your grandmother? Though you say, I cannot pray that he is my God, then I will pray to the God of my fathers. A people drawn out with a holy jealousy of the true people of the Lord. Can we distinguish it between that temporary faith that also has tears, that also has emotions, that has its frightening imitations of the true work of God? No, we cannot distinguish it yet. We cannot yet see the difference between these people who are just being drawn out and the hypocrite, who also come out in a certain way. Paul, he said, some men's sins are open beforehand, going on to judgment. Some men's sins they follow after. You see them later. They will come out in the open. Likewise, he says, the good works of some, they are manifest beforehand. And those that are otherwise cannot be hid. Those that we cannot see, they cannot be hid. Those that are hidden in the land, they shall also one day come out. And it shall be opened before the Lord. Let us sing. Psalter 362, all stanzas. From out the depths, I cry, O Lord, to thee. Lord, hear my call. I love thee, Lord, for thou dost heed my plea, forgiving all. If thou shouldst mark our sins, who then could stand? But grace and mercy dwell at thy right hand. All stanzas of Psalter 362. Thank you. Our last thought, their entrance into the land, and into the land of Canaan they came. There was, congregation, a time that Bunyan's pilgrim came out of that city of destruction. And there was a time that he entered in at that wicked gate. And there was also a time in between. Thus, there is a time of coming out, and there is a time of entering in. That is, there is a time when the Lord opens a way in the life of his children. There is a time when the Lord reveals himself unto their soul. And there is also now a time that is in between these two. For some, that is a very short time, but not for many. For Saul, it was but 3 days. And the scales, they are taken off of his eyes. For most, it is longer. And there are some that have no opening until they are lying on their deathbed. To what country, to what city does that people belong who have come out of that city of destruction and who have not yet entered in through that wicked gate? Their congregation, a citizen of no country. From the Lord's side, yes. From the Lord's side, it is his own people. It is the Lord that has drawn him out. But how is it now from the side of the people? From the side of the people, they have come out. But from their side, they have not yet entered in. Are they on that journey? Yes. Is there a longing? Yes. Is there a hunger? Is there a thirst? Is there a desire? Yes. But who is it now for? It is not for me, but it is for others. And they cannot see that way of deliverance that has been shown unto the true people of the Lord. And they went forth to go to the land of Canaan. They went forth. And that was now a troublesome journey. They have to go through the Pomeranian desert. They have to go over the mountain ranges, Lebanon, Hermon. Oh, how is it for the people who have come out and who have not yet entered in? That is now a troublesome journey. That is a way of going up and down. We read the Lord says it is a way through the sea and a path that goes through the mighty waters. How was it for Naaman the Syrian? Oh, he leaves the place of his dwelling. He goes out. He has no promise. No. He has heard nothing from the Lord. He's only heard something from that little maid who was used as a tool in the hands of the Lord. How does that man go out? That man is driven out in his need. In his need. And it is that need that will bring him to that place. He will have so many disappointments. He will have so many discouragements on the inside and on the outside. Disappointment when he comes to that palace. Here's the words of the king. It is a disappointment for him to hear the words of the great prophet himself. But it is that need. It is that need that drives him. And then he needs even to be governed by his own courtiers. And they went forth to go to the land of Canaan. Troublesome journey. Between going out and coming in. What is their trouble? Permit me just to use a little example from John Bunyan once again. John Bunyan speaks about Christiana and Mercy. And Christiana, she receives a message to come. She receives an invitation to come from that king. And Mercy comes. And Mercy is going to dissuade Christiana, to try to keep Christiana from leaving. Then she hears Christiana speaking. And her heart is touched. Her heart is wrought upon. And instead of keeping Christiana back, oh, then we hear that Mercy, she is inclined by the Lord to go with Christiana. Looks just like Pliable in an outward way. She is convinced to come along. But with Mercy, it is different. Because with Mercy, the Lord himself has placed that desire in her heart. What is now laying in the heart of that people, as it was in the heart of Mercy? Oh, what was her fear? Her fear was, how shall I ever be entertained? How shall I ever be received when I come unto that gate? Oh, then the church that is drawn with that holy jealousy, then they are saying with that mercy to Christiana, to the true people of the Lord, if I had such a good hope as you have, that you will be received when you come to that gate, then that slow of despond, then that would be nothing to me. So they come there together. They come up to the gate and they begin to knock there. And then there is the dog. That dog, he is frightening them. Oh, that dog. People of the Lord, do you not know that dog? Do you not know that devil who would keep you from knocking at that gate of mercy? Who would say to you that you are too evil? What do you think? That such a person as you may knock at that door of mercy? Oh, how daring that you are to have lived such a life as you have lived. And then you think that you will be able to enter in, even as those true people of the Lord. All than that dog says you have not been convicted deeply enough. You know your sins in such a shallow way. But with God's true people, then it goes so much deeper. All that dog to say you will not be accepted. You are not genuinely converted. You have turned away from some outward things in this world, but your heart is still cleaving unto sin within you. That dog to say, you are not invited. You have not received a word from heaven. You have not received a promise from the Lord. No, that belongs unto the true people of the Lord. And so they would, so Satan would keep that people even from knocking upon that door of mercy. So what does Bunyan write? Oh, he says, nor durst they for a while knock anymore, for fear that that mastiff would fly upon them. Oh, so even that the people, they desist from praying. Oh, they cannot enter into the mysteries of a satisfied justice of God, when that mountain of iniquity that is lying so before their face that they hardly dare anymore even to knock upon that door. And when that door that is not opened immediately, and when it is as if they have never been heard, is that so in your life? That you say, the Lord, he does not hear my cry. And then what must the people do? Must they then go back? Must they then return? Return unto what? Return unto vanity? Return unto the world? Return unto that way that leads only unto death? No, they can only but knock again. And then Bunyan says, that door that is opened and Christiana may be received with her children. And there is mercy. And mercy watches. She watches while what? She watches while this one of that laboring people, and that one of that laboring people, are spoken to by the Lord. She hears them speak of that way that the Lord has opened for them, that it is possible for them that they may enter in. She is standing on the outside. And for her, then it is so impossible. And when Christiana, she may receive a little light on that new and living way, she may intercede for mercy, and she may speak for her that the Lord would remember her too. And then what do you read? That suddenly she is interrupted, and there is a loud knock on that door. Oh, what is it out of? It is out of the need of her heart. It is out of the urgency that is laying within her. Oh, she is not worthy to be accepted. And she has not been invited. But she cannot. She cannot do without the Lord. So she is knocking, and so she is heard, and so also the answer comes to her, that she may enter in. And what does she say? She says, I am come to ask for something when I have not been invited. Christiana, she has been invited by the king. And I have but been invited by Christiana. And I fear now that I presume. And so she is answered. Did she desire you to come with her? Oh, read what she says. Oh, yes, she says. And my Lord may now see that I am come, she says. I am come.
so true, congregation, to the experience of the true church. Lord, it is all before thee, and thou now seest that thou thyself, thou givest me opening, thou givest me to lay it all before thee. Oh, what did the Lord Jesus say? He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, she is brought in. For her that is the greatest wonder, that it is for me also that people, they say, though only at thy door I wait. No tense of sin give joy so great. And it is that people that are so full of fears. And they went out. They went forth to go unto the land of Canaan. But what do we read? And into the land of Canaan they came. Oh, they were not left behind. When they followed with that holy jealousy. It is again time, congregation, may there be here also a Sarai. May there here be also a Lot. He was young people. May there also be one who goes out with such a holy jealousy. You say that way that is never opened unto me. When I have heard it, it has been opened to this one. It has been opened to that one. When I hear it every time, and then I say, with me, it must be wrong. And shall I never, ever receive a single word then from the Lord? Congregation, if the Lord has brought us out, then the Lord will bring us in. And they went out, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. Oh, then we would say knock, and knock even harder. And may your earnestness, may that be known unto the Lord. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, oh, there is a people, they are discouraged. The way is long, the way is so impossible. Lord, remember them. Oh, open it to them, Lord. Do show them. Reveal thyself in their heart, that they may also for a moment rejoice, and that they may be taken in, and that they may begin to sing that song, that they shall continue to all eternity. Will be to thy honor, Lord. Forgive our many sins of this morning hour. Bless thy word. For Jesus' sake, amen. Psalter 111, the first three stanzas. I waited for the Lord Most High, and he inclined to hear my cry. He took me from destruction's pit and from the miry clay. Upon a rock he set my feet and steadfast made my way.
1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 111.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.